This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, Tim David, he is the author of the new book, True Influence, The Magic of Human Connection. I want to talk about the word influence itself, and I want to break it down a little bit and hear your how you define it, and let's build on that. Influence has been top of mind for me for a long time. I had a full conversation about the word influence yesterday on a car ride with a colleague, and just talking about what that meant and what a currency it can be and how to use it correctly. And you break down influence for us, and let's build it up from there based on your book.
Yeah, I mean, I think in the book, in the introduction, I really do the same thing. I unpack this word. I hold it up to the light. I look for the cracks. I figure out why is it that people have an issue with not just the word, but the skill. You know, it's one of those things that people say to themselves, well, if I have it, I have it. If I don't, I don't. I don't want to come across as salesy, so I'm not going to work on my influence. When in reality, those two ideas are incompatible. If you're coming across as salesy, you're not influential. Right. People will resist a salesy approach. So, I really love one of your lines, Derek, and you say, be an intentional leader. Yeah. And influence has a lot to do with intention. I mean, the truth of the matter is, everything you say and everything you do influence, in fact, everything you don't say and don't do influences people around you on a very fundamental neurophysiological level. So you're affecting people's brain chemistry and neurological states based on how you are behaving and the words that you're saying. So the question isn't, are you going to be influential? The question is, are you aware of the power that you have, and are you using that influential power intentionally or accidentally? And it's very important to be intentional with our influence. And one of the lines from the book is really simple. And there's a whole lead into this, but I'll just get to the bottom line, get to the point. Influence is what you do to help. If you're not helping, then you're not doing it right. It's not persuasion. It's not coercion. It's not manipulation. Basically, if persuasion is the goal, then manipulation follows. If you want to get someone to do something, and it benefits you and you alone, then manipulation tends to happen. If you got to get the sale to pay the mortgage, if your focus is self-centered, then typically, just the natural course of things is to step over that line into this unethical realm of persuasion. However, if your goal is truly to connect with the person, if your goal is to find out what they need and give it to them, if your goal is to help them overcome their short-term pain and objection so they can enjoy the long-term benefits, then that's when true influence happens.
Derek Champagne here. Join me on Instagram. It's Mr. Derek Champagne. If you want to see videos from our guests, book giveaways, and more, that's Mr. Derek Champagne.